Mishnah Yomi, we are learning Maseches Peah. We are in the fifth parak, up to the second Mishnah. Shibola Shibakatsir, Virosha Megiel Lakama. If you have a sheaf that was that fell during the reaping process, so it's leket. However, Virosha, the tip of this sheaf, actually reaches some other standing grain, some grain that not yet been cut. So says the Mishnah, im niksira imakama hare hi shel balabayas. If through the normal cutting or reaping of the owner of the field, when the owner reaps that other area that has not yet been cut, and that will gather as well the tip of the grain that had fallen, so then in that circumstance, we don't consider it to be leket, but rather, and it doesn't go to the aniyim, but rather the owner is able to retain it for himself. Vim lav harei hi shel aniyim. If when the owner cuts the other sheaves, it doesn't gather the one that fell, it sort of slips out, then it remains for the aniyim, for the poor. But in this situation where it had fallen earlier, but it still is somehow partially mixed in with the one that hasn't not yet been cut, and when you do cut those other ones, it comes along with it, so then the owner is able to retain it, and it does not have to be left for the aniyim, for the poor. Continues the Mishnah. Shibola shaleket shenis arva bigadish. Here you have some leket that fell. But now somehow it became mixed up with in the pile of the other sheaves of grain that were gathered by the Baal Bayis, and now it's all mixed up together. And now the question is, you have to give that one sheaf to the you have to give that one cut grain that had fallen to the poor, to the ani, but you don't know where it is. It's all mixed up now. So says the Mishnah, Master Shibolos Achas v'no sein lo. So there's a whole discussion here. The Bartanura explains the procedure. What do you do in this case? Because the issue is that these other sheaves that have been cut and are piled up, before it's edible, you have to take off the various maestros. So if you're going to give a grain to the one stalk, to the poor person, so the problem is that maybe that's not the leket, and maybe that's other sheaves, part of the other sheaves that requires maestros to be taken off, and then you're going to be taking away from the ani, he should be getting the entire amount. So what do you do? Ketzad huosa, says the Bartanura, maybe shei shibolim. You actually bring two ears of grain, megedish zesh, and it's arva bo shibolo shaleket veomer. And you say regarding one of them, you take two. One of them, again, you have to give one to the ani because one of them is going to be, he needs to receive his leket. So you say regarding one of them, imza leket, here I'm giving this to you. And if it's leket, mutav, great, here's a leket that you deserve. Vimlav, and if I made a mistake and this is not really the leket, hare masosah kavuim bezu ashenis. Then you say that whatever meiser should have been removed from this, instead I'm going to remove it on the other one. And I'm going to retain that second one, and I'll give a part of it then for the for meiser. But you take this one, and there's no worry. But continues the Bartanura, Bisham Miparech, Unecho Shema Zosa Shnea Shekava Lea Meiser Shalekati. But one second, maybe that second one where you're now separating the meiser from, maybe that's the one that was really the leket all along. V'kivan shehi peturim min ha-maiser. Ein ha-maisos kovim b'abash ein mafrishim min ha-patr l'achiv. The problem is, you can't now separate maiser on that second one for the first one. The second one has no obligation for maiser because that's really could be really the one that's leket. So Mishani, the Yerushalmi, answers that what you have to do is shlokech shibol shlishis. You have to take a third one. V'yomir, and you say, imashnia shikavati ba maisos he leket, and you have to say the second one was really the leket, the one that really was leket all along, Veinu yachol yos meiser, and again, I can't remove meiser from it. Then harezu ashlishus meiser al shona. Then the third one is going to be the one that's going to be the one being taking meiser from the first one, and then again, either way, the first one can be then given to the ani, either because maybe it really was the one that was leket, and if it wasn't, so I've now taken meiser from either the second one or the third one, which will cover the first one, and now the ani can benefit from the first one. Amar Rabbi Lazar continues Eliezer continues the Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar says, "Achihecha ani azeh machlif davar shlo bar b'shuso." Rabbi Lazar here is as bothered by, and the Mefarshim explained, he's asking a question according to Chachamim. According to the Chachamim from the first Mishnah and from an earlier Mishnah where they argued about the question of whether or not a rich person, can a person who's wealthy, can they separate, can they take leket or peah on behalf of a poor person? Blazer says, yeah, you can, but we saw that the chachamim, Rabbi Blazer said you can, but the chachamim said that you couldn't. So Rabbi Blazer says, according to you chachamim, that you can't do it because we don't say a double migu. So the question is, how in this situation can the owner take this do this procedure on behalf of the ani, on behalf of the poor person? It's not his to be able to do this. So rather, says Rabbi Lazar, the only way that it really could work is mizakes ani b'chol gdish. You have to give really the ani the entire pile. You have to really completely transfer ownership to the entire pile to the ani, to the poor person. Umaisa shibol achas v'nosin lo. And then in that situation, so then the ani could then do this procedure himself, and then you can give everything then back to the Baal Bayis, to the owner. And but the Chacham say, no, you don't need to do this. The way the Kati explains is that this is an exception to the rule. Chacham sobu shbe inyan zeh asu es hasheinu zocha kezocha mishum takanas ani. Here we have to somehow help the ani, help the poor person out. There's really the alternatives are very difficult and complicated for the poor person in this unique situation. And therefore we do allow the owner to do this in this unique situation. And halacha chachamim, we in fact follow chachamim. Next Mishnah, Gimel. Im galglim betofeach divrei remeir v'chomim matirim b'nei she'efsher. The case here is two possibilities, explains the Bar Tanura. The case is min kitnias dak. You have some sort of as you're reaping your field, you have some sort of inferior grains that are mixed in with the better grains, and the question is, are you allowed to reap all of it at the same time? Because when some of the sheaves fall, so if you're working with this inferior grain, so some of the ani is going to wind up getting a lot more inferior than the more superior grains. And so if Omer Rabbi Meir says the Bar Tanura she'ema galglin zehamin im shar min Yisrael liksor osam biyachad, you shouldn't cut them at the same time, because the poor person is going to lose out, wind up getting some of this inferior grains. The Chachamim matirim, but the Chachamim say it is allowed. Why? Shef sheyifbol leket mishar zroyin kamo min tofeach. Because here, we're not so concerned. At the end of the day, we feel he will get enough superior grains will fall, and it's not a concern. That's one way of reading the Mishnah. The other way, says the Bar Tanura, is that we're talking here about watering the field. After you've reaped the field, so the concern is if the poor people haven't come in yet to collect all the fallen sheaves, the leket, by watering, you're irrigating the field, you may the water may come to be damage those sheaves, those ears lying on the ground. Therefore, Mayor says you have to wait to water it, to irrigate until the aniyim come through and collect the leket. And the chachamim say no, they're not concerned, because you can protect it. You can gather it up. You can put it on a higher ground, and they're not concerned. We'll do one final Mishnah Dalad. You have a wealthy landowner who's traveling from place to place. He has plenty of food. He's not someone who needs himself ever to take leket shicha and peah. However, he's now traveling, and he's a place where he doesn't have any food with him. Btzarech litol leket shicha peah umaiser ani yitol. So halacha is he's allowed to take it when he's traveling and he has no food with him, although he has plenty of food back home. But where he is, he has nothing. He needs to be able to eat, so he can take leket shicha and peah. Maaser ani in years 3 and 6 can be given to him. However, ukishiyachsu lebeisol yishalim divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says when he gets back home, he has to then compensate the aniyim in the city in which he was visiting to send them a package of food to make up for what he had taken when he was visiting their town. The chacham and the chacham disagree, and they say no, he doesn't have to compensate them because ani haya ba'osa shah at that particular moment he was visiting that other town. He was an ani just like they were. He was in need. He was another Jew that needed assistance, and therefore he was completely entitled to that leket shichan peyam meiser ani, just like any other poor person as well.